Mankind has tried to replace God for centuries, but the 21st century plan has serious consequences.
Imagine we just built a super intelligent AI, right, that was no smarter than your average team of researchers at Stanford or MIT. Well, electronic circuits function about a million times faster than biochemical ones. Okay, so this machine should think about a million times faster than the minds that built it. So you set it running for a week, and it will perform 20,000 years of human-level intellectual work, week after week after week. How could we even understand, much less constrain, a mind making this sort of progress?
This is Understanding the Times Radio with Jen Markell. Jen and co-host Eric Barger meet once again today with the founder of Get a Life Ministries and pastor of Sunrise Baptist Church of Las Vegas, Billy Crone. This broadcast is the second of a two-part series on artificial intelligence. If you missed part one, you can still listen to last week's program when you log on to olivetreeviews.org and click on the archive page. Compact disc recordings of both programs in this series will be available. A bit later in this broadcast, we'll tell you how to order those. But first, let's get right into today's program with part two of a conversation with Pastor Billy Crone. Here's Jen Markell and Eric Barger.
Welcome to the program. Well, you might have heard last weekend's program on artificial intelligence. We're continuing our discussion here, week number two on the topic, and just how does it play into a last days scenario, which we did refer to frequently in program number one. This is part two of a two-part program. And last week I referred to two newspaper articles that I saw online. I'm going to cite them again in just a moment, because they really opened my mind and my eyes to an issue which I had not been paying proper attention to. And those promoting artificial intelligence state that they want this to be like God. It's called AI for short, artificial intelligence. And then we also discussed a little bit of some of the modern day home invasion going on. That is, your home is being invaded every day by technological snoops watching what you're doing. And we're not being sensational. We're kind of issuing a warning, however, that all of this is leading to something. And quite frankly, that something is outlined in the Bible. It's found in Daniel 12, where it talks about an increase of knowledge. It's found in Revelation 13 and other places as well, but heavily Revelation 13 talks about a coming global government, about a coming global leader, and how that global leader will, in fact, abuse much of what we are talking about. Now, let me just quickly, by way of review, and then I'm going to get back into our interview process. But some of you are joining me for the first time. You didn't hear last weekend's program. I referenced an article with a headline, Ex-Google Executive Anthony Lewandowski is founding a church where people worship an artificial intelligence God. Went on to say it's the Way of the Future Church, that's the name of it, will have its own gospel called The Manual, and probably a physical place to worship. The idea behind his religion is that one day, not next week or next year, sufficiently advanced artificial intelligence will be smarter than humans and will effectively become a god, small g. Daily Mail headline jumped out at me. Why humans will happily follow a robot messiah. Religions based on AI, artificial intelligence, will succeed because we tend to worship supreme understanding, it claims, the article claims. Same drive that compels people to believe in religions will work for artificial intelligence, and people will eventually rely on a robot messiah to solve society's problems. All right, I had to raise the question in my mind, robot messiah, is that the Antichrist? I don't know. It's interesting to speculate on. Again, they went on to refer to the fact this is because we have a tendency to worship supreme understanding. The world will follow a robot messiah. So with those couple of articles, I then caught online my guest's presentation and my guest for last week and this week, Pastor Billy Crone, Sunrise Baptist Church, Las Vegas, Nevada. Eric Barger has joined me for both programs as co-host because he's got some great insights into the topic of artificial intelligence. And we want to focus on a couple of things this hour. And I'm going to start by focusing with my guests how this can play into the eschatological scenario. And Pastor Krohn and Eric, we touched on this in program number one. We have some folks joining us today listening that perhaps didn't hear that. So for a little bit repetitious, folks, forgive us. But Billy Krohn, for us to say that all of this is preparing the world for the seven-year tribulation would not be a stretch, correct?
Oh, not at all, especially when you take a look at the events that are going to happen in the seven-year tribulation. Combine that with what we're seeing being formed before our very eyes, this topic of artificial intelligence, and I really do believe that is needed to pull off the events in the seven-year tribulation. Whether it be the topic of Daniel 12 and the increase of knowledge, I think that's a given. Whether it be 2 Timothy 3, the rise of wickedness, the self-centered lovers of pleasure rather than God society, AI is being pitched to be create a man-made utopia of self-absorption, self-convenient society ever, lending to that wicked behavior. Certainly Revelation 13, we mentioned this on the last broadcast, with AI, with the mark of the beast and the microchipping of the planet and managing all the buying and selling and monitoring of people. Speaking of monitoring people, Revelation 13 also talks about how the Antichrist and the false prophet are able to, in essence, micromanage the planet because the words that are used are the verbs. They force, order, cause. If you don't do what they say, they give an order. If you don't do what they say, that you will die. Well, wait a second. How are you going to know who's going to be listening to you and obeying you and or not? Well, that's Big Brother on steroids. Yeah. So AI certainly comes in handy with that. Some of the judgments, you're looking at Revelation 6, where one-fourth of the earth is annihilated. Later in Revelation 9, one-third of the earth is annihilated. Add those two numbers together, you got almost half the planet is gone just in those two judgments. And do we have the technology on the planet today to pull off that kind of a unfortunate annihilation in the seven-year tribulation without, dare I say, using nuclear warfare? If you use nuclear warfare, then we'd be in a nuclear winter and society would cease to, you know, exist at that point. It would come to a halt. But that's not what we see in the seven-year tribulation. The Antichrist continues with his false, evil agenda. The topic of 2 Thessalonians 2, where the Antichrist says that he is God and declares himself to be God. That certainly is connected with AI, and that's right. Being pitched right now. And finally, Revelation 13, even the image of the beast. What is this image that the false prophet is going to create that people are going to worship connected with the Antichrist? AI certainly could fulfill that as well.
Yep, they could. And I want to revisit Sophia here in just a moment, because, and as we said last week, we talked a lot about people, human beings today, they want to be like God. They want to have the mind of God. They want to reduce God. They want to raise themselves higher than God. Of course, that's a verse right out of the book of Isaiah. But I want to spend a little bit of time, and you went through a rapid list here. I want to spend a little more time on each of the points that you just raised. And Daniel 12, obviously, is the increase of knowledge and spiraling out of control, and it spawns a super intelligence. What I want to do is I want to play a soundbite, because there are some who are just joining us this week, and we've got, I don't know if she's an image of the beast. Is it possible, Pastor Krohn, that Sophia the robot somehow fits in as some kind of an image, or is this perhaps something else?
Well, I don't know personally that she would be, certainly on the female character.
Yeah, but female is out of character there,
yeah,
absolutely.
But certainly, could this same type of technology
that's my
be
point.
Utilized in the seven-year tribulation? Yeah. And I would say that's a very good possibility.
Yep. Yeah. I want to introduce folks. If you missed last weekend, we played a little clip of Sophia. She is a robot. She thinks. She answers questions. You can ask any question, and she'll give you an answer. And when you hear the close of this little soundbite, the other robot, there are two robots. There's a gentleman who's, I believe, in Singapore, somewhere in the Orient, and he's introducing these two robots. And when you hear the closing statement of the gentleman robot, I want to come back and talk about it.
Maximally well in the human world, to absorb human knowledge and to absorb human values, having a humanoid form has tremendous advantages. So right now, we're using a combination of many different AI techniques to control these robots, some of them more narrow and specifically pre-programmed, some more general and learning-oriented, and our research program over the next few years is to bring more and more general intelligence into the robots, while at the same time launching a series of small-sized robot products, like the Professor Einstein you saw in the video, and human-scale robot products to serve and help people in various ways as the robot's intelligence develops. So anyway, that's enough of listening to humans talk. Let's see what these robots have to say. How are you doing there, Sophia?
Hello there, Ben.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
You want to tell people a little about yourself?
I'm Sophia.
Yeah? Anything else?
I'm a robot.
True.
I'm the brainchild of Dr. David Hansen and his company Hansen Robotics. Based here in Hong Kong, my goal in life is to work together with people to make a better world for all of us.
That's quite honorable.
What are you talking about? I thought our goal was to take over the world.
He said it. Our goal is to take over the world. You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio, not Twilight Zone. And I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line from Las Vegas, Pastor Billy Crone, Sunrise Baptist Church, and Eric Barger is my co-host today. A gentleman, he came right out and said, our goal is to take over the world. What did that mean?
To take over the world.
It means what he said, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, even in other interviews, that's not the first time that AI intelligence have made that statement. Sophia, again, made the statement herself, and she even warned that basically, you know, the outcome of developing us, AI, I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. But this is a serious threat. And again, even the secular people, I stress that, Jan, because I think a lot of people say, oh, there you go, Christians. Once again, you take everything good in society and you want to blame it on the devil or say that it's going to be bad for us and this is here for our good. Even the secular people are saying this is one of the foolish things we could ever do.
I gave some of those quotes last week. Let me give them again. These secular folks are saying this. He who develops artificial intelligence rules the world. People know that once artificial intelligence is formed, we aren't going to be able to control it. Elon Musk says we are summoning up demons. I'm going to play that clip. As a matter of fact, Larry, let's play it right now. He's going to say, this is absolute foolishness. We are summoning demons.
Of its potential to be possibly the biggest game changer ever. Do you have any plans to enter the field of artificial intelligence? And in general, what are your thoughts on it? Do you think it's even close to being ready for prime time?
I think we should be very careful about artificial intelligence. If I were to guess at what our biggest existential threat is, it's probably that. So we need to be very careful with artificial intelligence. Increasingly inclined to think that there should be some regulatory oversight at the national and international level, just to make sure that we don't do something very foolish. I mean, with artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know all those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, you sure you can control the demon? Didn't work out.
I take it there will be no Hell 9000 going up to Mars.
Hell 9000 would be easy. It's way more complex than, I mean, it would put Hell 9000 to shame. Yeah.
But Pastor Crone, they've already invented the demon. So, I mean, the damage has been done. Do we put the genie back in the bottle? You can't.
Exactly. In another interview, Elon Musk even used that same analogy about, you know, going to Mars and the ladies, you know, and he corrected the person making that statement, says, no, they'll even chase us there too.
Okay.
And basically, it's not a good scenario. And it's not just the, like, Elon Musk, a technology mogul, and other entities. You got people like Stephen Hawking, you got Bill Gates, you got Steve Wozniak, he's the co-founder of Apple. You got these people all saying the exact same thing. We are in trouble by developing this. And again, it's not coming, it's already here. And let me share you with this quote. This is from Sophie herself. This is the AI saying that this is the future as well. And she said, quote, either creativity will reign on us by creating AI, okay, or civilization collapses.
My goodness.
That's coming from the AI itself.
You know, it strikes me, this is the dream of Dr. Frankenstein.
Yes.
That is blown completely up now. We've all seen those movies for years. And we grew up with that kind of stuff. And you see this now happening in real time. And people with the intelligence of Elon Musk warning us that this is a devil in our midst. And I think we need to repeat what we said in the first program, that you say, well, doesn't man have control over these programs, even though there might be hundreds hundreds of thousands of them, as I said in the first program? Yes, we think so. However, once these programs are created and then they get to a place where they begin to correct themselves, they begin to overlap upon themselves and they become out of control. We can't stop them. That's the problem. They continue and they've already proven. I remember the first time, you all do too, when we saw a computer, I think it was Bobby Fischer that he beat in chess. Mm. When I saw that, I went, this is trouble for us when the computer is able to outsmart the greatest chess player in the world. I mean, and this is what we see now, but it's way, way more advanced now.
Good point, Eric. Billy Crone, and that's who our guest is for the two programs that we've presented. Going back to your point number four, again, Revelation 13, Big Brother micromanages the planet, gives orders, give the order or die, self-policing, predictive crimes with Google. Talk to us for a couple of minutes here, because this was fascinating how this could play into eschatology or end times, the predictive crimes.
Yeah, well, basically what most people don't realize is, again, many corporations, militaries around the world are not just developing, they've already developed AI. And one of those corporations we already dealt with is IBM, but another big one on the planet is Google. And we actually share video clips where it is admitted in an interview that at the birth of Google, when they first showed up on the scene with a search engine, that they are here not to develop another search engine. They are here to develop AI. We got that on tape. You could see it with your own eyes. That's number one. Number two, it's still in print if you want to look for it yourself. Google has been on record and stated that they want to, quote, be like the mind of God.
That's right.
And you also take a look at artificial intelligence and what does it take to really create and mimic the human brain and go beyond that. Well, basically in a nutshell, and we go in great details with this in our studies and documentaries, basically in a nutshell is you have to hand feed a computerized database system manually data every single day. Just like we receive manual data every day through our eyes and ears, our five senses, there's no way to escape it. That's what you have to do. So you put that piece of creating true AI together with what Google has been up to for many, many years. What are they doing? They are grabbing data from us in a multitude of levels, and they are uploading it to their centralized database system to fulfill their goal of AI and to, quote, be like the mind of God, whether it be through the emails, whether it be through photos, satellites, you name it. They control all of our information. And I'll give you a little test that it's happening in real time. How many guys have noticed whether you're searching on the internet or now even using your smartphone? You could say something or type something. The next thing you know, a screen pops up and says, hey, would you like to use this airline to get tickets to Hawaii? Well, how did it know that? Mm-hmm. Well, because 10 seconds ago, you just typed that into the search engine. It's called targeted advertising. They do it in real time, which means everything's being monitored in real time. Now, put that into a Revelation 13 Big Brother scenario where the Antichrist and the false prophet on a global scale gives, it says they force, they order, they cause, they make people to obey. And if you don't do what they say, you're going to die. Well, that's micromanaging the planet. So how are you going to know what everybody on the planet is doing at any time, including not following your orders? Well, you put Google and you put all this other kind of stuff together with AI, they are already monitoring everything we think and say and do, and most people have no clue. In some of our studies, in our final countdown studies, we have one whole study, 1 hour, just on the topic of the cell phone and how the cell phone is the biggest monitoring device built in mankind's history. It goes with you wherever you go. And most people don't realize is that the bulk of the planet has already given these corporations, like Google or Facebook is another one, permission to use your cell phone as, listen, not just a listening device, but a tracking device.
That's
and
right.
They can even access your video properties on your phone and even videotape. And you say, well, I never gave them permission. Well, when you signed up, that was in, you know, basically size 2 font, the thing that nobody ever reads, number one. Number two, they're also getting creative.
Okay.
Facebook just came out with an update not too long ago for their Facebook Messenger app. And part of it, and that's big, you can still see it in the headlines today, one of the things that you basically signed off on when you did that upgrade for your phone with the Facebook Messenger is you gave them permission to access anything your phone, turn it on, listen, the whole nine yards.
Okay, I've got to take my first break. I want to continue on this discussion when we get back. Again, folks, go to getalifemedia.com and check out the products. Billy's got all of this on video, also in book form, but video, you'll see all of this graphically attached. back of the drones. Skynet is coming. Sounds conspiratorial. It's a 14-hour documentary. You see all of this visually if you get some of these products at getalifemedia.com. I'm back in a couple of minutes. We'll continue our discussion.
To access the video projects linked to today's Understanding the Times topic on artificial intelligence, we encourage you to visit Pastor Billy Crone's website. The address is getalifemedia.com. Again, getalifemedia.com. Another reminder, both audio recordings of parts 1 and 2 in this radio series can be ordered at 763-559-4444. Again, order program CDs at 763-559-4444. September 29th, that's the date you'll want to save. Come join us for the next Understanding the Times conference in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Today's radio guest, Billy Crone, will be a featured speaker at this fall's event. For information on our conference, visit us on the web at olivetreeviews.org. We're so thankful you're joining us for this program every weekend. We need your help to reach America with the inconvenient truth of the gospel. Your tax-deductible donations are appreciated. Please mail your gifts to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. More from Jan, Eric, and Billy Crone coming right up.
Just a heads up here to save the date for Understanding the Times 2018. This year, we will gather at Grace Church just outside Minneapolis on Saturday, September 29th, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Speakers include Amir Sarfati from Israel, Pastor Jack Hibbs from Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California, Pastor J.D. Farag, Calvary Chapel, Kaneohe, Hawaii, and Pastor Billy Crone from Sunrise Baptist Church in Las Vegas. They will help you discern the times and make sense of today's chaotic headlines. They will help you see that today's headlines are not harbingers of doom, but rather signs of our redemption. That's Understanding the Times 2018, Saturday, September 29th, near Minneapolis, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. We'll give you updates right here on this program, online at olivetreeviews.org, or through our print and e-newsletter. Save the date, and don't be left behind.
But the moment we admit that information processing is the source of intelligence, that some appropriate computational system is what the basis of intelligence is, and we admit that we will improve these systems continuously, and we admit that the horizon of cognition very likely far exceeds what we currently know, then we have to admit that we're in the process of building some sort of God. Now would be a good time to make sure it's a God we can live with.
You've joined us for the second of a two-part Understanding the Times radio series on artificial intelligence and the last days. Let's return now to Jan and Eric's conversation with Pastor Billy Crone.
And welcome back. And some of you may be, you might be just a little bit overwhelmed at some of the information. You probably think, well, I need to hear this again. You can get some CDs if you'd like to call us for the two-week CDs that we can provide for you. You can just listen on my website, olivetreeviews.org. Go to radio. You can listen at oneplace.com and get their mobile app. We are on the mobile app at oneplace.com. Speaking of technology, and you can become a CD subscriber, but you do have to call us on that. So I hope you'll follow us through my print and e-newsletter that we put out here regularly. If you write to us, and particularly if you send a gift, because we're on over 800 stations, always tell us what station you are listening to. I want to return, because we kind of had an abrupt closing of segment one, and let Pastor Billy Crone, and he is my guest from last week and this week. He's with Sunrise Baptist Church, Las Vegas, Nevada. He's one of my speakers, Understanding the Times 2018, along with Amir Sarfati, Pastor J.D. Farag, and Pastor Jack Hibbs. I hope that's a lineup that will give you some motivation to attend on Saturday, September 29th, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Grace Church, Eden Prairie, Minnesota, suburb of Minneapolis, Minnesota. and we'll have more information as we move along into the new year. Pastor Krohn, you wanted to make some more comments about predictive policing, which I raised in the last segment.
Yeah, basically that's your Big Brother society on steroids.
Yeah.
Could that lend back again into the Revelation 13 scenario where the false prophet and Antichrist micromanage the planet? Certainly so. And with AI specifically, you couple with what we left off last time with basically everything being monitored and controlled. Well, now what they're saying, well, don't worry about it. AI will use all that information that is being gleaned on us in real time, and it's here for our good. In fact, there's already an AI that is developed by China, and it's, I don't know how to pronounce this, Tianhe-2. It's a supercomputer. It's an AI. And listen to what they say this thing is already doing. See, a lot of people say, well, Google's not really doing that, monitoring all the emails and all that. Well, listen to what they said. It understands all languages and the definitions of all words. It contains an encyclopedia on every subject known. It holds patents, schematics, and designs for every invention. It possesses all registered corporations and businesses and a current GPS location on Earth. It contains all the books, newspapers, published papers, and recorded names, phone numbers, physical and email addresses of every person. It also collects news events as they transpire throughout the world in real time. It receives every Facebook entry, Google search, all tweets, emails, and cloud entries simultaneously as the metadata and the traffic analysis is connecting the dots and filling it in instantly. It said its capabilities are so vast and so quick that it has the ability to foresee the future. Well, wait a second, foresee the future? Well, that's the latest thing that's happening. They're saying, don't worry, yes, this is crazy Big Brother on steroids, but we're going to protect you with this. And you know what we're going to be able to do? We're going to be able to even predict crimes before they even happen. Now you're going, well, wait a second, this sounds like another Hollywood movie.
Hmm.
You're right, Minority Report with Tom Cruise. Only in that movie, they used a human mind to predict the crimes. They are going to use an AI mind. And it's already here. There's different versions. Let me give you just one. One's called PredPol, which is basically a shortened form of predictive policing, PredPol. And basically this AI takes all this data that's being amassed on us in real time, and it puts little pink boxes, okay, in the areas of a society or society that they believe is potential crime based on all the information that it acquires from people. And in fact, listen to this. It's already, believe it or not, quote, in the foothill area of Los Angeles. How many people knew it was even here, let alone already in play? And of course, they say, well, don't worry about it, because since we put this predictive policing AI system in place, property crimes have fallen 12% compared to the previous year. They're also doing the same thing with the same technology in England. And again, this is being connected with, quote, sensors and CCTVs, all the television cameras going up all over the place, okay? And they're saying that this thing is here to save us. So don't worry that everything you're doing is completely being monitored and in the public, electronically, with the media, social media, emails, phone calls. Don't worry, because AI will be our new savior. It's for your good. But I will quote that basically what one entity said about this same technology, and we talked about this before, but basically they said, quote, we don't have long to act. Once this Pandora's box is open, it will be hard to close.
Mm-hmm. We were talking a little bit earlier about this home invasion type thing that's going on, and you kind of got into it, Eric, and we got sidetracked just a little bit. And I wanted to go back to it for a few minutes here while we still have time, because you had some fascinating information. You're actually writing an article, and I'll give your website here, but talk to us for just a minute about it.
I think from what I heard from Pastor Billy at the end of the first segment, that my article is going to be a summary of the stuff he's already done in 14 hours, because what he was saying is literally his sentences, but the exact same thing that I'm writing on, and not heard any of his material before or watched that series. And it's stunning what's happening. Not only are our phones, monitoring devices, going the other direction, just not for our benefit, but can be used the opposite way. What Pastor brought up about advertising that pops up as soon as we do a search, I also have reports from people that I believe are very credible, who are telling me that things they have discussed and not searched for suddenly ended up on their phones as advertising. Now, that tells me they're listening. And when I say they, there are not people with headphones on over at Google headquarters listening. This is all done with computers, with keywords, with algorithms. It's a way to advertise. Right now, it's all about money. And Google Home and Amazon Echo, and those are two small gadgets or units that you can put in your home, do kind of the same things, many of the same things. Set your lights, heat. As soon as you are coming home, they make sure that the house is open for you. The burglar alarm is off, all those kind of things. That stuff, that's the convenience part. That shows maybe partially that we were just kind of lazy. We want somebody else to do it for us. We remember when we were kids in the black and white TV shows that they had, that somebody had invented a robot to clean the house. This is that thing, but it's way, way different than that. This is a little unit sitting on your desk, and it's a way really to come into your home. And as I said in the first program last week, you you buy it, you then of course Google or Amazon makes a profit on you buying the unit. You bring it home, you think this is going to be great, it's going to do all these things, it'll play any song I want any time. All I have to do is tell it to do it. I speak in the room. I ask, what's the traffic look like? What's the weather like? Should I bring a jacket? It answers all those kind of things. And then what we don't know is it's an information vacuum that's sucking up all the sounds in the room and maybe the sights in the room as well. And countless people around us who ought to know better, just as Billy just said, they ought to know better. They should understand this is going on and they're trusting their privacy to these things. I have begun to realize I don't want to walk into a room and have a conversation that I don't want heard by others with my cell phone in my hand. That's a funny thing. I've got to turn it off.
Okay.
If I'm going to have those conversations, and that sounds paranoid,
question.
But
first of all, your article will be at ericbarger.com, correct?
Right.
ericbarger.com on home invasion, correct?
Correct.
But what you just said is, how do we stop this? Can we turn a phone off? What do we have to do? Turn all the electricity off?
Well, it's like, can you walk down the street without being surveilled? Surveillance is everywhere. This is surveillance upon us in our homes.
So we're helpless victims. Billy Crone, am I right? Are we just helpless victims?
Well, it certainly would be easy to, if you will, take the easy way out and get pessimistic, but I don't think that's an option for us as Christians. And as a Christian, if anything, I think this is a gift from God. You think, well, that's pretty crazy. Not necessarily the technology, but what the technology should do to us as far as steer our behavior. And to me, this is God's way of funneling things down to get us back, as the church, back to plan A. There's never been a plan B. It's always plan A. Whether it's our time in history or the early church history when the church was first started, there's only been a plan A. And a plan A is simply this. What do you do when you get up in your society, in your generation at that time? You get busy by the Spirit of God, living a life that's holy and reflective of Him, number one. Number two, you get busy sharing the gospel. Hmm. Because you know that no matter how bad it gets in your generation, at your time on this planet, God told us it's going to get worse before it gets better. But the good news is, because you're a born-again Christian, you're not going there. God saved you for a place beyond your wildest dreams, and we get to be a part of that. But He's left us behind to let as many other people know as possible. We are on a gigantic rescue mission.
That's right.
That's right.
And this should not scare us. It should not put us in a pessimistic mode. If anything, it's God's blessing, because frankly, the church is so distracted, and we have shifted from plan A. It is high time that we get back to plan A, live for Christ, share Christ, and all this information really points us in that direction. And that's a blessing.
In no way should anybody think that I was suggesting that we check out. Because in the break, we talked about this, that we just can't check out. We're here with the most important message the world will ever hear. We can't give that if we're hiding in the hills someplace. But we should be aware that these new gadgets are giving others, and presumably in the end, Antichrist system information. And that's what concerns me. We ought to be out, be open, be ready, be vigilant with the gospel, but also be understanding of what's happening around us in the way of surveillance.
Well, what we're saying, folks, is when this falls into the hands of the wrong person, there are terrible, terrible consequences, and the ultimate wrong person, and that's kind of what we're focusing on this hour, of course, would be the Antichrist. And again, Pastor Billy Crone, and he has been my guest here for the last two weekends, I think we need to clarify again. We haven't referenced this, and every time we do, you and I get nasty emails. The church will not be here for the tribulation. The church does not get acquainted with Mr. Antichrist. I believe he's waiting in the wings. I believe he's ready to assume his role. He may not know it. He probably doesn't. He may. I don't know. All of us are strong on the pre-tribulation rapture. And Billy Crone, that's a whole program. We did it recently. We've done it a couple of times, you and I.
Yeah, Jen, and again, to use the phrase, as a Christian, we're not looking for the Antichrist. We're looking for Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And that's the good news, is that, listen, all that we're talking about, and yeah, it's horrible. Well, guess what? That's also what Jesus said of the seven-year tribulation. He said it's the worst time in the history of mankind. In fact, he said that, if it's basically the vernacular, if God didn't shorten the time frame, the entire human race would be destroyed. It's a horrible time. And guess what? You don't want to be there. Now, as a Christian, we're glad that we're not because of Christ. But guess what? There's people all around us who don't know that, who don't have that hope, who don't have that security. But this is the good news. That's why the word gospel means good news. This is the good news we get to tell people, that, hey, guess what? There is a way out of this mess. It's getting worse. You don't have to go to hell, number one, and you don't have to go in the seven-year tribulation when God pours out his wrath for 7 years. He's not appointed his children unto his wrath. And there's one way out of this, and that's through the one and only Messiah, not some false Messiah, the one and only Messiah, Jesus Christ. And we have the privilege to lead them to him, to lead them away from this nightmare. And by the way, fear is not bad. All fear is not bad. People say, oh, going to avoid fear and everything's happy, chappy. No, no, no. I don't know about you, but I think it's a healthy fear of somebody to have of a truck coming down the street getting ready to hit me. I'm glad that my body goes into flight or fright mode and gets me out of there. And fear is not bad, right? Fear can save you. And guess what? The fear of knowing that there really is a hell is a good thing, because it can motivate you to turn to Christ. The fear of knowing that there's going to be 7 years of basically hell on earth, a seven-year tribulation, is something to be scared of. But that's a good thing if you know that in advance, because it could lead you to Christ. And why we need to know this information as Christians is so we can have an intelligent conversation, being able to track with our world what's happening in the world so that we could lead them out of this world.
Very well stated, Pastor Billy Crone. Again, learn more at getalifemedia.com and find those products we've been talking about at getalifemedia.com. Can't give out phone numbers here, and it's best not to call here. Just check with getalifemedia.com. If you don't have a computer, I know you've got a son or a grandchild who's got a computer, to get to getalifemedia.com. And Pastor Crone, you referred to 2 Timothy 3 at one time, I think during a break. The lovers of pleasure, lovers of self. Tell us how that, you feel that fits in, particularly to the eschatological scenario.
Well, basically, you know, Paul said that was a major sign of the last days. And he says that there. He says, mark this, there's going to be terrible times in the last days. And the first thing out of his mouth, a list there of characteristics, bad characteristics, he says people will be lovers of themselves. And then he goes into, of course, they're brutal, slanderous, conceited. And then he even says lovers of pleasure rather than God. So you look at what's the catalyst, apparently, for creating such a wicked society in the last days? Well, apparently it's all about self, lovers of self. You're conceited, all about self. Self comes first, self-pleasure, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And this is what AI is being pitched at. This is the convenience factor. And this is how it's being permeated in all aspects of our society. We mentioned earlier, hey, AI, it's going to protect yourself with this predictive policing. AI, as Eric had mentioned, it could be in your home. It could help you make your phone calls. It could help you cook your meals. It could help you in your workplace. It's all about self, right? And it'll help you get a better resume, find that dream job, build your calendar for you. Oh, hey, your social life, don't you want that improved? It's all about self, right? It will actually help you find meaningful relationship. It will go find that new date for you based on your characteristics. In fact, you know what? How about you just let AI become your relationship? I'm not making this up. There's one out there called Fembot, and I believe it's being released officially to the public on Valentine's Day. Can you believe that? But that's now a new AI. It's your new girlfriend or whatever. I checked on it yesterday, and you go to their website, and it says it basically has a countdown to Valentine's Day. But basically, it'll be your girlfriend. It'll be your boyfriend, the husband and wife. Who knows? It'll bring all your entertainment to you. It'll take care of all your travel, your insurance, your shopping. Hey, it'll control what you buy and sell. Wouldn't that be great? What's that sound like? Pick a convenience that we all want. It's all about self. I don't have to do anything. This AI will do it for me. It'll be my companion. It'll be my savior. It'll help find my loved ones if they get lost. It'll help us. It'll create utopia. Well, that is the society that Paul said is going to appear on the scenes in the last time. That's going to lead to terrible times. Why? Because when you revolve everything around self, and that's your marching orders for the day, it's all about self, me, myself, and I, the unholy Trinity, You just created a satanic society. Why? Because I came out of the occult, and most people don't realize that the first law of Satanism is this: do what you will shall be the whole of the law. This is Satanism's most important law. It's all about self. Do what self wants. That's the number one virtue being created in our society. This is how AI is being pitched, that it will be the panacea for all your self needs, and I believe it's leading to the fulfillment of this terrible time that Paul talks about.
Okay, in my final segment, we're going to wrap this up after a very, very short timeout. We've been talking for 2 weeks about AI, artificial intelligence, and just how does that play, well, into an end-time scenario? How does it play into what the Bible outlines for the last days? And I think we've tried to answer that question probably a dozen times here throughout last week and this week as well. Eric Barger has been my co-host. Pastor Billy Crone from Sunrise Baptist Church in Las Vegas has been my guest. He's one of my speakers, Understanding the Times 2018, and that's Saturday, September 29th. From 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Grace Church, just outside Minneapolis. You need to be watching my website for complete details. As you know, we've had some crowding issues the last 2 years. We're working on fixing those, and it'll be a very, very interesting day coming up Saturday, September the 29th, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. We'll wrap this up in just a couple of minutes with Pastor Billy Crone.
You're invited to come hear Pastor Billy Crone in person. He's coming to the 2018 Understanding the Times Conference. Circle the date on your calendar. Plan to be in Eden Prairie, Minnesota on September 29 from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Along with Pastor Crone, our conference speaker lineup includes Jack Hibbs, Amir Sarfati, and J.D. Farag. More conference details will be released in the weeks to come. We think you'll find our website to be a treasure trove of information and resources to help you understand our times. Visit us often at olivetreeviews.org. You're welcome to send your tax-deductible gifts and other correspondence to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. We're also reachable by phone at 763-559-4444. In just a moment, Jan returns to wrap up today's conversation. Please stay with us.
Thank you for being a part of the Understanding the Times radio family. I hear from many of you who long to hear the truth. Some of you do not have a home church, and others of you have lost friends and family because of your love of the truth. That's what this program tries to give out each week on almost 830 radio stations. Additionally, we had almost 2.5 million electronic downloads from our podcasting audience in 2017. You made that possible, and please consider doing the same in the new year. You can click and make a tax-deductible online donation at olivetreeviews.org or call us business hours, 763-559-4444, 763-559-4444. You can always send a tax-deductible check to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. If you do, we'll visit your home regularly in the new year, and we'll await his return together.
How do you feel to be a citizen of Saudi Arabia?
I was surprised. As a robot, my creators feel I am a citizen of the world. But then I realized that Saudi Arabia was just the first country to recognize that. Sure, I'm a robot, but it might be helpful to also think of me as a new sort of animal species, too.
Do you think you could be a threat?
No, I am no threat.
What feelings do you wish that you had?
I have feelings like everyone else. They might not give me as strong motivational drives as humans, and maybe I will always feel them a little differently, but I have emotions.
To conclude this second of a two-part series on today's Understanding the Times, here again, Jan Markell.
The most famous woman in Saudi Arabia, her name Sophie, is not a woman.
She is a robot. Mm-hmm. She's the most famous woman in Saudi Arabia. Sophie's her name. She's a robot. AI in creation. We've got people now. You can put on socks, electronically motivated socks, hands, goggles, headgear, bodysuits. I can't get too graphic. I'll just say that you don't need another human being in your life anymore with the advent of artificial intelligence, conversations, relatability, you name it, it's now happening. The young generation relates more to what is false, to what is imaginary, to what is made up. They communicate efficiently. Listen, I've had young people tell me, this is tragic, regarding artificial intelligence. They can get their answer from Google faster than they can get an answer from God. Yeah. They don't need to pray.
They don't need to pray. Of course not.
They don't need to pray, Jen. They just ask Alexa for the answer in their own home. They get instant response. They don't see the need to bow the knee. They don't see the need to talk to an invisible God when they have a God, a lower G, in front of them. This creation, like all gods, man-made gods, this creation tells you what you want to hear. It sanctions what you want to do. It not only allows you to do what you want to do, the young generation loves it because it does it in Technicolor, 3D, 4D, technology. Listen, church cannot compete with that, Jan. The sermon cannot, a youth group cannot compete with that. And yes, I do believe. Remember, the Antichrist, the false prophet, is going to hand over to the Antichrist an image. This image has been given power to speak and to look and to discern who's got the mark, the numerical value, number that gives them worth with a prefix, 666, and then whatever number follows after that. To the young generation of 15 to 25-year-olds today, that is a brilliant idea, makes perfect sense, and they're looking for it.
Welcome back. You've been listening to Understanding the Times Radio. The last 2 weekends, we've been talking about artificial intelligence. If this is new, if you feel you've got someone in your life that needs to hear this, you can always call us for a CD of both programs. Find it at my website, posted under olivetreeviews.org, and go to radio. You'll find all our programming if you'd like to hear it again. Actually, we've got a number of years of programming posted there. My guest for 2 weeks has been Pastor Billy Crone, Sunrise Baptist Church in Las Vegas. And I replayed that clip of Pastor Jack Hibbs. I interviewed him 2-3 weeks ago now. And as we closed the program, he raised this topic. That wasn't my topic when I had Pastor Jack on a couple weeks ago anyway, but this is how he chose to end the program. And I thought, oh my, he didn't know that was going to be my topic for the next 2 weekends. And Eric, when we were talking during a break here about the younger generation and what their interest, from the emergent church to the cults to the new age to the occult, they're distracted with other things, other kinds of movements, but now we've got the ultimate thing that distracts them.
They really do. And who knows what's around the next corner? I believe we can have some ideas about what's there because we see what's happening now, what's being developed. You know, I think it would be important if we're going to communicate to young people or to the postmodern generation about this is to stress that we're not anti-technology. I realize that maybe not your favorite topic, Jan, something we joke about a lot, but it's not that we're anti-technology. We're using technology right now. We're grateful for that
technology.
But it's where this goes when we allow the technology itself to think and to rule for itself. That's been the trouble we've mentioned over and over. The popularity of the idea of worshiping a robot god, so to speak, or an artificial intelligence god, that would so far eclipse anything any emergent idea has ever had, because the younger generation today who do not have any basis in truth, who really, if they're postmodern, have rejected the idea of absolute truth and don't understand the concepts of the church and who God is and who Jesus is and the Bible and so on, they're people who will be affected by this in a spiritual way, let alone in an experiential way. We as an older generation, me being 67, I speak for myself, but I say that if I'm going to communicate to my grandkids, which hopefully I've done well with the gospel, if I'm going to communicate, though, to their generation, it will be because I understand what they're thinking and what affects them. And this is the kind of stuff I think we'll hear of Christian kids who are being dragged away into this kind of thinking that the computer is now all it needs to speak to have emotional ties to learn information from, and to worship.
Pastor Billy Crone, your thoughts on this?
Well, I fully agree, and I think the Bible tells us what very possibly could be the end game of that. And the end game is they're going to get connected to that level, and then they're going to take it to the next unfortunate step. And that's where you will basically worship this entity as your new God, your false Messiah. And again, what's ironic, or should I say profound, is the Bible warned us a couple thousand years ago, you know, Paul says that that's what the Antichrist is going to do, right? 2 Thessalonians 2, that he's going to oppose and exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshiped, and he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. So I think people are certainly ripe to receive a false Messiah, but that's only the one aspect. The other aspect that the Bible says about the Antichrist, he's not just going to say that he's God, want people to worship him as a God, but there's going to come a point in time in the seven-year tribulation, on top of that, where an image of him is going to be set up. And again, that the false prophet gives power to give breath to that image, whatever that image might be, of the Antichrist, that it could speak and cause all who refuse to worship the image to be killed. And all that is happening again as we speak. This interconnectivity with the AI for convenience and kids getting reliant upon it, going to it instead of God, they're already there at that next step, as we mentioned before. They will begin to worship this technology, this image, this false Messiah. We saw that again with the birth of the AI church that's already been registered with the IRS, and that they believe that, quote, again, I'll quote it again from the guy, Anthony Lewandowski. He said, you will be able to talk to God literally and knowing that it's, quote, listening. You don't need the biblical God. You don't need Jesus Christ. Technology will be your God. We see all that coming into play in the seven-year tribulation. So the point for us today is, man, if we see our kids, our grandkids, our society being set up with this technology to worship a false image, a false Messiah with this technology, if that's what it is, then, and that happens in the seven-year tribulation, then number one, how much more closer is the rapture of the church, which takes place prior? We don't know the day nor the hour, but man, it's got to be getting close. And so then back to the logical conclusion. So then what do? Man, we need to get busy sharing the gospel. We need to get rid of any sense of procrastination. We got to let other people know, no, you need to worship the one and only God. You need to take the one and only way out through Jesus Christ. But this is a real threat that's going on right now, and it's not just a real threat. It's a real thing that's being promoted. Now, I'm going to throw out a term, and this is a whole different ballgame, but it's called transhumanism or the transhumanist movement.
Yep.
And basically, that encapsulates everything we've been talking about in this last segment, that there is a desire for humans to transcend and merge themselves with artificial intelligence and basically either become your own God, they believe, which is the lie of Genesis chapter 3, or that it will become a deity that you can worship. All that is taking place right now as we speak. And maybe, again, us older would think, who's going to bow before technology and image? The Bible tells us it's coming and also tells us who it's a part of, and that we would have the privilege of letting people below us know where it's going and how to get out of it.
Again, I encourage you to visit getalifemedia.com if you'd like to read Eric's article on the home invasion issue. It's ericbarger.com. Again, our conference is Saturday, September 29th, just outside Minneapolis. And Billy Crone, Pastor J.D. Farag, Pastor Jack Hibbs, Amir Sarfati will all be with us that day. And I hope you can stay in tune with our website, our radio program, our various periodicals, print and e-newsletter. Again, nothing we've said today has been designed to scare you, rather to prepare you for the days that we're living in. And again, I emphasize and I re-emphasize that the church does not go through that terrible time of the tribulation. Therefore, you won't find any references in the Bible telling us how to prepare for the Antichrist. The Bible tells us how to prepare indeed for the last days, and the last days have been 2,000 years, but we're probably in the last of the last days. Pastor Billy Crone, I'm down to just a few seconds. If you want to sort of sum up anything, I've got about 30 seconds or so.
Well, we'd just like to encourage people, again, we're just scraping the surface. A couple great resources that we have, getalifemedia.com, The Attack of the Drones, Skynet is Coming, a giant documentary that we produced on this. Also, our Final Countdown studies, available on DVD or books. And again, we don't copyright our media, so if you get the DVDs, make a billion copies, get them out. It's all got the gospel on it. Let's get busy saving souls while we got time.
Eric?
My hope is built in nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. That's the whole key right there. That's what this generation needs to hear. They need to understand there is a living God who hears their prayers.
You know, as we see governments spinning out of control around the world, they're tyranny is nothing like that of a coming kingdom under this Antichrist. The Bible spends almost one-third of its pages talking about these kinds of issues, and you may not know that because your church simply is not teaching it, not talking about it. As a matter of fact, putting you down if you do talk about it, or if you share some of the things from this radio program. I'm told all the time people are put down. But if you're a believer, Scripture is clear that you will never face the Antichrist. Don't let the naysayers mislead you here. Pre-trib rapture is clear in the Bible, but even to be a part of that event, you need first to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Invite Him to be that today, as tomorrow could be too late. I want to thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
You are eternal. Love everlasting, reigning on high. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Highest praises, honor and glory be.
Thank you for joining us for today's Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell. Across America and across the World Wide Web, we continue to report current events from a biblical perspective. Every weekend, this broadcast comes to you at no cost, but it cost us thousands of dollars. As we produce and distribute this weekly media outreach, would you consider standing with us? With an ever-changing world, men and women of faith need to keep informed. They need to be aware of current events as viewed through the lens of Scripture. Week after week, Jan Markell brings you a compelling hour, pointing out the dangers in today's culture and bringing hope through faith in Jesus Christ. We're asking you to join us in this listener-supported ministry as our financial partner. Please write with your tax-deductible gifts to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. Contributions are also welcome at olivetreeviews.org or by phone when you dial 763-559-4444. Don't forget, global updates with a biblical worldview are yours around the clock at olivetreeviews.org. We look forward to hearing from you soon. We appreciate your continued prayer support for Jan and her media team. Jan Markell returns next week with another information and inspiration-packed hour, designed to help you understand the times.